You're listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. This show was once about business, LinkedIn, and my life with an autoimmune disease. And then one day I found out I was misdiagnosed, so I had to switch things up a bit. Life is so short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. I'm on a mission to help women take their business and life to that next level they deserve to be at. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today, and I cannot wait to share these amazing stories of other female entrepreneurs who will be featured on the show. If you have a story or brand you want to share, send me a message on Facebook and Instagram today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to connect with you. Do you want a live chat during this episode? Make sure you're listening on iHeartRadio. I'm here to remind you to work hard, stay humble, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to The Happy Workaholic Podcast. And now let's get into today's show. Hey guys, happy Tuesday. I'm so late with this episode. I got struck with one of those really ugly viruses. I have been in bed for days, which obviously, if you know me, being the happy workaholic, drove me out of my mind. For the time that I was actually awake, because most of it, I was like dead asleep in a coma. Anyway, my windows are open. It's a beautiful fall day in sunny San Diego. You can probably hear the mowers, like they're just everywhere today. So there's that. But I wanted to start off by saying, one, so sorry I'm late with this episode. And the next month or so is going to be a little bit intense with these shows. I'm trying so hard to record them in advance, but there's just like so much going on, and I'm going to share with you what that is. So yesterday I made a couple posts. So I am for sure going to take the bar exam to become an attorney. If you listened to the last episode, it was all about that. That I plan on doing in July. And then yesterday I made some phone calls, very important phone calls, I should say, about my adoption process. So I actually am going to start two different orientations, October and November, to start that process and see what all of that looks like. And that will be happening 2021, which is so insane. Obviously, if I was requesting a baby, it would be a lot longer, but I'm requesting a toddler and above. So I'll be doing a lot more shows on that when we get closer, but like right now it's just paper pregnant 2021. And I updated all my bios yesterday, and you know when you're just like in a coma from being sick. Now my neighbors are literally right outside my window. Don't they know I have a podcast? Here we go. So what was I saying? Oh yeah. So paper pregnant 2021. I'm like so excited to start my family. I'm so excited. I got so much information just out of a couple hours worth of phone calls yesterday. And so there's that in my personal life. Something else I've been working on is just like little projects. And these projects would be going through years worth of makeup. If you, maybe you know or you don't know, I was a pro makeup artist for 16 years. I traveled the world for a couple years doing that, and I'm so lucky. And for me, these little eyeshadow palettes are like my babies. Like, I sometimes can't get rid of these products. And if you're an artist or an hair or, you just know what I'm talking about. Like, you just can't let these things go. Anyway, I let it all go yesterday. I cleaned out my entire Mac trunk. I cleaned out three kits, actually, and compacted it into only one Mac makeup trunk, which is so weird for me to just have like one home for product, because I used to have like two huge suitcases because I traveled doing makeup artistry. So that's just like so weird. I'm like, why am I holding on to all this product? Like, I don't do makeup professionally anymore. So I let it all go. But the most exciting thing is I actually get to go back to MAC to recycle all my products. So if you don't know this, MAC actually is called Back to MAC. and you recycle all your empty products. So you bring in 6 at a time. And is it 6 or 12? No, it's 12. And then you get, if you go into a MAC store, you get to choose an eyeshadow, lip gloss, or lipstick. Usually no limited edition products, but you get to choose. And I think I have over 36. I have like a whole freezer bag Ziploc full. That was my goal, and I did it. I have eyeshadow palettes in there, like pro palettes, like everything is in this like packed bag. So I'm going to go to the UTC Mall in La Jolla today and get my free products. I'm so excited. I'm in desperate need of a MAC sharpener. And I need to get some mascara wands so I can clean all my jewelry. So I'm kind of cleaning house, simplifying a lot of things. I put a ton of stuff up for sale. I knew my hiccups were going to come. Sorry, guys. I put a ton of things up for sale on my Nextdoor app, on Facebook Marketplace, on Craigslist. I used Let Go, which I've never used, and nothing's sold yet, but I have like over $600 worth of stuff that I just don't need. Like, why am I sitting on this stuff? And I'm like the most organized person, but I'm looking at these things. I'm like, is this serving me right now? Like, why do I need this? So I'm selling it, and I just feel like so free. It's like the weirdest thing, and I haven't even sold anything yet. So hopefully I'll get some sales. Something else I did on Craigslist was I haven't done this in probably like 10 years. I don't even know, but I listed my professional organizing services on Craigslist. So we'll see if I get any bites. They are actually, I can't speak, on care.com as well. But I, launched a professional organizing business with a good friend of mine years ago, and I'm like the queen bee of organization, and I'm just like obsessed with it. Pantries and closets by far are my favorite. I worked for someone many, many years ago, and I literally spent 3 days in her closet, like 12, 15 hours per day. It was nuts. But obviously I am like huge in the kitchen and love my meal prepping situation. So like pantries are like my go-to. And I can do everything on a budget, and it's just something like I really want to get back into. I'm just like obsessed with it, and I love helping people like organizing their space and feeling a lot less stressed. And it's hard when you're a hoarder. I have a lot of friends that are hoarders, and my friend just called me a hoarder because I couldn't get rid of eyeshadows. And I'm like, but I'm such an organized hoarder. There's a difference. But anyway, so I listed those services on Craigslist, so we'll see what happens. Just to see, I wanted to see if I got any bites here in San Diego, because it's just something that I love doing and I want to do more of. So I did that. And by the way, they charge $5 to post now, in case you want to list any services. That's how long it's been since I posted on Craigslist. What else with this show? So I have a huge goal. And that goal is 200 reviews by my 200th episode. And we are nowhere near that number. And I would love it if you took literally 2 seconds out of your day and left me a review. Let me know what shows you're loving, what type of content you want to hear about, and rate, review, and subscribe. I would really, really appreciate it. I've been posting, well, I took like 5 days off social media because I was like in a coma with this virus. But now I'm like slowly coming back. And today I'm just like, I woke up early. I went to the beach, got my walk in for the first time in a week. I spent the night at the ER last night. I'm totally fine. I just had, a reaction to these meds I'm on to like destroy this vertigo of mine that I got from a virus. And then I got another virus, so that triggered it. So I'm just like, my body just does not want anything to do with any more prescription meds because I'm trying so hard to detox it from it. And so I was having all these issues. So I'm totally fine, and I just need to somehow, I'm waiting for my doctor to call me back, actually, lower those doses because like my body just like physically can't handle it. And so I'm still trying to like lay low, but I'm doing like being really mindful and meditating a ton. I'm trying to do my walks. Like, it was a short walk. I went for like a mile and a half maybe, but it's better than nothing. And I hadn't walked in a week. Like, this last week was so insane. And I felt really good. And then I came home, made my juices, my meal prep's already done because I put them all in the freezer. Thank God for the freezer. The day I was sick, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, thank God for my freezer because none of this is going to go bad now. So all that's done. I'm gonna make some veggie burgers and some soups probably over the weekend. I want to just like really finish what I have first. So if you're looking for some really good veggie or vegan recipes, head to my Instagram and you'll see a ton of my highlights. And then I'll post my new ones this weekend or maybe like Monday. We'll see how my schedule goes over the weekend. And then other than reviews, I just want to share with you the series that I'm working on for this podcast. So there's four that I'm working on. And if you are somebody that is obsessed with LinkedIn, you know how to leverage it for your business, it is a money-making machine for you, I have something for you. So I'm putting together a series for LinkedIn lovers like myself. I'm putting together a series of other podcasters. I'm putting together a series for patients. Obviously, that's very important. And then I'm putting together the third season for the I Chose This Life series. So that would be featuring other female entrepreneurs. So if you fall under the title of the four I just mentioned, I would love to hear from you, because I am putting all these series together at the same time and they're all going to be getting pushed out at different times throughout the fall and winter. But I'm prepping them all now and I'm interviewing future guests to see if it's a match. So if that's something that you're interested in, I would love to hear from you. And what else did I want to share with you guys? Commercial spots. Now that I'm pushing out multiple series, I have multiple spots for commercials. So if you have a product, a brand, a service, a message, something really, really important you want to share to a global audience, we're in 63 countries right now, send me a message. You can find me everywhere on my website, thehappyworkaholic.com, Facebook and Instagram at thehappyworkaholic, and let's connect. We can, I can send you my media kit and give you all the numbers and the info and everything you need. But I really just want to involve a lot more products and brands and services that I like and that I know my audience would like. So if you think that you would be a good match, just reach out to me, because I'm interviewing some others for that as well. If you want to sponsor an entire series, that's also optional. There's a couple people that have asked me that. So just to recap today's short and sweet episode, I'm taking the bar. I'm paper pregnant. I have four series coming out. I need 200 reviews. There's a lot happening over here in the Happy Workaholic Network. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for staying tuned, even though these episodes are like all over the place lately. But the reason why I share my story is to inspire others to share their own. And if you feel inspired to share your story, a podcast is seriously the best way to go. I have so many episodes you can listen to on how to do that yourself for free. And of course, always reach out if you have any other questions. Episode 115 is how to launch a podcast. Episode 155 is how to market and monetize a podcast. And I actually think on Friday, I'm going to do another podcasting episode. So it's like a three-part really on how to take it to like the next level. So stay tuned for that. I'm pretty sure that's what Friday's episode is going to be. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's little recap, life update. I'm so excited to be sharing like more of my personal stories and journeys with you. It's been years in the making, years, and I'm just excited that I have an opportunity in this platform in order to do so. And if you're not connected with me in my Facebook group, it's called the Happy Workaholic Network. And yeah, the Happy Workaholic, I had to like think about that for a minute. The Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Come find us. I'll put the link in the show notes. Connect with us over there. There's about 50 of us right now. And we're just talking about like recipes and life and podcasting and some business. And mantras and affirmations and health and wellness. Like, I post about everything in there. I post, you know, the process of cleaning my makeup kit. Just, like, real life shit. Like, not all about business. Not all about networking. But if that's what you need, then come into the group, introduce yourself, and share your story. So if you want to be a part of this, I think, incredible group, because the women in there are so inspiring and I love them all, come join us. So again, all the links I mentioned, the episodes, previous episodes, where to find me, everything will be in the show notes. And please, 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 after today's episode, leave me a review on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. It's so simple to do. Just scroll all the way to the bottom on the app. Rate, review, subscribe. It would really mean the world to me. I'm trying so hard. I'm like literally on a mission to get 200 reviews by my 200th episode. And if you could help me do that, I would really appreciate it. And then if you tag me on Facebook and Instagram at The Happy Workaholic with your review, or let me know that you left me one, because it actually takes about 24 hours to post, if you didn't know that, I have a little treat for you as a thank you. So I hope you guys are having a great week. Thank you for listening to me ramble on. Today's episode was like a little bit of everything, but I just want to like get back on track and be scheduled and organized. And I'm just trying to like simplify everything and like prep for 2020 in just a couple months. It's like literally around the corner. And one more thing before I go, I have one more spot open to take on a client until the end of the year. And that can be with business, LinkedIn, podcasting, consulting. If that's you and you're interested in working one-on-one, let me know, but that's it. I'm completely maxed. So, that's it. That's all I have to say. 15 minutes. This is a short and sweet episode. I hope you guys are having an amazing day, and I see you over in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. And if you have 2 minutes and listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you could leave me a review. Those messages mean so much to us podcasters, and they really help me create more of the content that you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? It's simple. Head to Facebook and search for the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself, coaching programs, weekly newsletter, and more, visit thehappyworkaholic.com. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is part of the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Be sure to follow the Happy Workaholic Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.